Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the Fan Morning Show for a Tuesday. Hope you're enjoying it. John Wehner's weekly visit. A little less than 2 hours from now at 9:30. Back into Aaron Rodgers and the Packers at 8 o'clock. And one guy may never play. And no, it's not Aaron Rodgers. It's a different sport altogether. One guy may never play again for the team that he's playing for right now, or is supposed to be playing for right now anyway. Jay Billis was on ESPN yesterday. It might have been on SportsCenter or one of their panel shows, wherever it was. He had a very interesting idea that I don't think I'm a big fan of.
I think that the interesting part for me, Matt, is what's going to happen long term, because if you're in this business now, you're going to have to start thinking bigger. Greg Sankey and the SEC are certainly doing that. If I were commissioner of the ACC, one thing I'd be thinking about is approaching the SEC and saying, look at all the natural rivalries we have interconference. Why don't we start thinking about a merger? And because that's what the SEC is going to become. It's going to become the NFL, a junior NFL and that's a junior NBA. And there's no reason why the ACC shouldn't jump in there and take advantage of those natural rivalries and markets. And if I were Jim Phillips, I'd be ringing Greg Sankey's phone saying, how about a merger?
All due respect to Jay Billis, who's incredibly bright and really has the pulse of a lot of things going on in college athletics and basketball specifically, and Matt Barry, who you heard responding to what he was saying there. I just don't see any...
What would the SEC have to gain?
What would the ACC have to gain, to be quite honest?
Well, leeching on to the SEC.
To essentially dissolve themselves into the SEC. That's what it would be.
Well, the SEC is a much stronger brand than the ACC.
That's understood.
Particularly football.
That's understood. In football, it absolutely is. But to essentially give up yourself and say, surrender, basically, to the SEC... I don't think that's what we're going to get here, and I don't think that's what would be best for college football. And I do think, look, there's a certain amount of natural selection here that happens when these mergers and realignments happen.
For sure.
And programs find fits that are best for them. And the idea of an entire conference, like the ACC, saying, nah, you know what, we're going to give up that whole thing we got going for us, and we're going to just fold into the SEC... I don't see why the member institutions of that conference would look at it and say, oh, yeah, that makes sense for us.
No, I the SEC's best play is exactly what they're doing. Poach a couple big-time schools that are going to bring in gigantic revenue. Mm-hmm. Like Texas is its own country. You go ahead and do that. Oklahoma has a gigantic fan base, and they're going to fill their stadium. You do that, and you pick and choose who you want. If they want to – what they should do is say, hey, Clemson, you want to be in our league?
Right.
Well, come on.
If you wanted to do that I would understand.
You
and
know?
Then the ACC would have a bone to pick with the SEC,
right?
But as it stands now, it's almost like this mutual detente. They kind of look at each other, and the ACC, like you said, understands that the SEC, especially in football anyway, is a bigger brand.
Schools like Pitt and NC State are screwed here. Have the potential to be screwed here, I think.
Why?
Well, because they're not big enough in terms of a football draw. Basketball is kind of in the middle there. And the SEC or a mega conference like that, they're going to be a second choice for a mega conference.
I don't disagree that if they were free agents, they would be in a tough spot.
Right. But gets to free agency, I'm saying.
Right.
If what Billis is saying doesn't really happen, and I don't see it happening – if the SEC or the Big Ten says, all right, we're taking, of the schools that are left in the landscape, we're going to pick and choose 60% of them, you know, and we want to pull you in and pull you in and pull you in.
But what's interesting about the SEC, and I see what you're saying, but what's interesting about the SEC is that they've still remained in these geographical boundaries. They've expanded, certainly, right?
Right.
From what was at first just the Deep South. and now it's all the way out to Norman and Austin on one end and Missouri. And that they've expanded geographically, but they're still, you can look at them on a map and say, okay, I guess that's technically the southeastern corner of the country.
If I'm Sankey with the SEC and I'm trying to grow it in terms of just a cup, I call Clemson, I call Florida State.
Those
and
would
I
be
hold
the two
my
you
geographic footprint, and I say, here we are. Here's my two, not mega schools, but big time schools in terms of a national brand. Both are very recognizable. Both are in the part of the country we want to hit. There's Florida State, bang, you have a rivalry. There's Clemson, South Carolina, bang, you have a rivalry right away within our league.
And a deep-rooted affinity for football first.
Correct.
There is one school in that entire, what's soon to be 16-team conference, that does not fall under that umbrella, and it's Vanderbilt. And they've been in the SEC forever, so they're not going anywhere.
Well, they got to keep the GPA up.
But you know what I mean? Every single school in the SEC shares that deep-seated, we are football first. It is what we do. Every Saturday from August through January, this is what we do at these schools. They're not going to – and look, there are schools outside of the Deep South that exist like that. There's one right up the road. There's one in Columbus. There's another one in South Bend. Sure. But they have remained constrained by a certain amount of geographical boundary, and they have said – nope, we only, they're now elevating themselves, like you said, by bringing in Oklahoma and Texas to, we only want the best of the best and the cream
plus
of the crop.
Plus, it's a natural rivalry they bring in. It's two for one if they bring in Oklahoma and Texas. They don't have to find a rival partner for either one of those schools.
But
they bring the Red River straight away.
All these analysts, and I'll lump Jay Billis in, who are saying, well, we're bound for, you know, an NFL, a junior NFL of sorts in college football to be one giant entity, and everybody will filter into different divisions and pods. I don't think we're headed that way. Maybe 70 years from now, 50 years from now, but all I think we're headed for now is a realigning of the Power Five into what will be a Power Four, the dissolution of the Big 12. And locally anyway, the biggest question there is, where does West Virginia
see,
end up?
I think we're headed for the SEC and the Big Ten growing a little bit and them telling the other schools, you guys figure it out. Everybody else figure it out. The ACC, the Pac-8, Pac-12, Pac whatever the hell they are, you figure it out. The SEC and the Big Ten are going to poach a couple teams each, maybe up to four teams each, and then they're going to tell everybody else, you figure it out. Figure out what you want to do, and we don't care. And it's starting. And I think if you're the SEC is smart, they've got two going that way to the west. They're going to get two on toward the coast, Florida State and Clemson.
If you want to survive, if you're the ACC, if you look at yourself as vulnerable in any way.
They're becoming the Big East.
And I don't know if the ACC sees themselves as vulnerable. But if they do, the easiest way to survive is to yourself now start poaching. And this is where the arms race starts. And this is where you look at the vulnerable teams from the Big 12, that West Virginia is the primary one, and you say, hey, we've got a home for you once your conference dissolved. Come on in. And you go back to Notre Dame and say, hey, Notre Dame, you can keep all your TV rights. Yeah, by all means. But we'd like to fold you in and make you a full conference member.
If they don't want to do it, Notre Dame's going to end up just playing BYU every week pretty soon. Is what's going to happen.
And they're going to kill their own chances at a national championship.
Right. And I mean, Catholic and Mormon people are just going to be on one side, and they're going to split the stadium in half.
Whole new holy war.
I mean, seriously. They either need to get with it, or I think they really run the risk soon of...
They're just going to be out there, and they're going to play their 12 games.
Correct.
And maybe a bowl game. And unless they go
11-1,
they're not going to be in the conversation.
Or deny them admission to the playoffs.
Which I don't know. I don't know if they do that just because they know what a drawing card they are. But I don't know. It's a brave new world in college football. Seems to happen every 5 to 10 years now. And we're in the latest cycle with Oklahoma and Texas apparently going to the SEC. A brave new world for the Green Bay Packers. But just wait. It's not going to happen for another year. Aaron Rodgers apparently coming back to Green Bay under certain conditions for just a certain amount of time. That up next here on the Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.